Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
DirecTV, their deal in New Jersey, they view the that certain house as a commercial account. So it would have cost almost $3,000 to buy the fight. So the answer to that was no.
So what?
So then
other government waste.
The question was, well, let's change it to a residential account.
Right, can we actually even know what's going on again?
Can't do that.
The fact that there was no. Yeah, there was no communication, no understanding of what was going on.
Just you suck.
Well, the DEP owns it, not the governor.
I mean, it's just the whole thing.
So then it was, all right, let's download the fight on the UFC app. Well, that crashed. Oh. Never got on that. Oh, let's put on the Showtime app. Now, Showtime, we had one success story, one failure. On the TV, no good.
Really?
Couldn't get the fight on Showtime on TV. On my phone, we were able to get it. So we watched the fight, 48 of us. All huddled around a couch watching it on my iPhone.
Come on.
You know, I was there. Well,
you couldn't cast your screen to the TV?
They didn't have Apple TV.
Have a yabba dabba do time. A dabba do time. It's a gay old time.
This is all about Al Dukes, of course, tells me he's showering at 3 o'clock. He showed up at 9 late.
Well, and but in fairness, the fight didn't start till what, 12:30?
I'm on my way over for dinner. We're making dinner. I'm showering. I'll be out of the shower in 10 minutes. 5 hours later, he rolls
in. A lot happens in the shower, Craig.
And the poor folks at Grandma's house couldn't find the beach house. They drove around for 3.5 hours. Oof. And brought us amazing ribs. So
slightly chaotic?
Not for me. I did my part. I was
no,
on
but
time.
The whole event.
So, by the way, how many buys did the Showtime and
the
UFC?
The unofficial number is just under 6.5 million.
No, people were complaining all over the place that they couldn't get through on the app. They couldn't get through
which
on this.
Which is embarrassing.
They
get, you had the same mistakes
with
Mayweather.
Both the Showtime app and everything else, everybody went down.
Like, you knew Mayweather Pacquiao, you had the same thing. You had 2 years to prepare for this. Get
what,
it right.
What are these people doing,
technology.
Man? What's going on?
I agree. It's embarrassing.
I mean, would that happen if it were Google? If that would that have happened if it had been Amazon?
No, it would have happened if it was CBS, but not, well, same company.
I mean, I thought these are all technology companies, aren't they?
They don't know what the hell they're doing. Oh, a lot of people are interested. I hope our servers don't crash. How about get more servers? Right? Did it ever dawn on you to spend a couple bucks to get more servers since you made like a gazillion dollars?
There's got to be lawsuits.
There already was.
Oh, there is. Okay.
Multiple class action lawsuits against everybody.
Oh, there you go.
Because as the great Saul Rosenberg said many, many years ago, sue everybody. What do you want to sue me for? Sue everyone.
Sue everyone.
Sue everyone.
Just sue.
And
sue,
I forgot
sue,
my
sue.
Glasses. Anyway, Jerry Recco is here. Hi, Jerry.
Well, good morning. We are brought to you by Direct Energy Business, helping large businesses buy and use less energy. Yankees didn't have a whole lot of energy to start yesterday because they got in really late. I know. Wah, wah, wah. Keep up with that.
Stop bitching about it.
Blah, 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 blah. Stop, stop, stop.
Because we get in so early.
Oh, stop it. Exactly. Well, so they were down 3-0, but the offense came alive, and then they flew right by.
And the right hand of Bundy read it a deal. Swung on, drilled to right. It is high. It is far. It is off the top of the scoreboard wall. And Didi, oh, they're going to call it a home run. How do y'all like that?
How do you
How do y'all like that? Yes, indeed. It probably hit a fan on top of the scoreboard wall. It is a two-run home run for Didi. Now, Didi Gregorius. Makes Yankee fans euphoric.
Oh, he does. Johnny's ready
John
to go.
Sterling.
Stretch run so, for the broadcasters.
Is that a new one?
No.
Is that
no,
new?
No. He's always done that. Didi right, makes Yankee fans, Gregorius makes them euphorious.
Okay.
Yeah.
That was a 7-4 win for the Yankees yesterday. Gregorius, the first Yankee shortstop to have consecutive 20 home run seasons.
Really?
And,
the first Yankee shortstop ever, huh?
Ever.
And
well,
he was the guest on the OK John segment on The Fan.
OK John, I'm down here with Didi Gregorius, who just got the home run ball as Tony Pena. Gracias. Tony Pena just gave you the ball, your 20th home run?
Yes, he did. He just handed it to me.
That's right.
So we're having
a laugh. Of all the dramatic things, that's 20 pelotas. 20 balls.
How did you come up with Pelotas?
Gracias. Gracias, Tony Pena. That's
funny.
Didi Gregorius here as Tony Pena. No, that's, I'm sorry. Didi is Didi and it's Tony Pena.
Gracias.
Grande Pelotas. Por su amigo. Si, 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 si. Es verdad. Grande Pelotas. Yo tengo.
It's me. Ooh. Grande El Norwegian.
Big balls.
The Grande Norwegian.
Yeah. Grande Blanco Pelotas. Norwegian. Huge white balls.
Yes.
Si, yes. Amigo.
Here is DD post game. The swing just working right now for him.
If I hit home runs, I hit home runs, but I'm not going out there to try to hit them, but it's nice to have it also.
And you've been calling for this guy, Starlin Castro. Yeah. He's back. He's healthy. Go ahead, two-run homer in the fifth inning. An RBI single
been the forgotten
in the sixth
man.
As
that
well.
I also had the root canal the other day. Missed the game because of a root canal. I mean,
here was Girardi on his middle infield.
Didi's hit got us going, and then Cassie has a huge day as well. So it was good to see.
It certainly was good to see. Gary Sanchez began serving a suspension, reduced from 4 games to 3. Chad Green, the win, 2 1/3 innings in relief, did have 4 strikeouts. You got Sabathia and Hellickson tonight. We'll have it on the Fan Yankees. Now 2.5 behind Boston because
two
they last night
two
lost
the
to the Blue. 2.5.
Two in the loss column.
Yeah, and 2.5.
That typically when you... When it's
I hate that because they didn't win the game yet. So they're 2.5
out. No, but typically
out.
What you guys in your position do, like if you like the team, you reference the loss
you
column.
You guys.
When you don't like the team, you
make
it like seem worse.
Just like you're doing right now.
I'm making it seem
I'm
real.
I'm just factually telling you they're 2.5 out. That's it. Nothing else. Right. They lead Minnesota by 3 games for the first wild card. But here is why the Red Sox lost another game in the standings. They played Toronto last night at Fenway and got beaten pretty good.
Pitch drilled to right field deep. Back for it, Mookie Betts. He's just pulling up because there goes another one for Rafi Lopez.
Yeah, a home run there. And Rick Porcello, who won the Cy Young last year, has not had a good season. Although he's pitched better of late, has not had a good season. I think it's his 16th loss. 10-4 was the final last night. Kendrys Morales and Jose Bautista homered as well. Just quickly, the Mets beat the Phillies 11-7. Enough on that. You have the David Wright situation, though. Rotator cuff surgery. Here's Terry Collins. He's not quitting yet.
We all say, you know, why would he go through it? Well, because he thinks he has to and should. And you got to stand behind him and say, you know, go get him. And certainly you all hope for the best when he...
Hope
I know
for the
Mets
best,
are saying, enough's enough. After the surgery, let's call it a career. We want our 80% back.
Way, how old is David right now? Is he 34-ish? 33, would you say?
Let's play a game. Don't look, Boomer.
Okay.
Don't look.
All right, stop.
I'm going to say 34, but I don't know.
Don't look. Now, here's the question. Al Dukes, for breakfast, courtesy of friends of mine this morning... How old is David Wright?
Now, I know this. I did,
you know
read
this.
It. Yeah.
So that I should not ask
don't
you.
Don't ask me.
All right. Handsome.
I'm cheating.
For breakfast, courtesy of friends of mine.
I would say 34.
You would say 34?
Yeah.
All right. And what would you say, Eddie?
I know the answer.
Why do you guys happen to know the answer? Just out of curiosity. Like, why would December 20th be a day that you guys would keep in your little craniums there? Seriously,
I was reading about all of his troubles, it struck me how not old he was.
He'll be 35 in December, if I'm not mistaken.
So he is 34.
He was born in 1982.
Like, if you were him, why not try it again? You got a lot of money coming your way.
Yeah.
If you, it's not. I mean, it's the arm now. Why not give it
because
a go? Like, what else does he have to do?
Nothing. I would. Right. Boomer can speak to this better than I can, having played. But I would. I get the competitive nature of not wanting to go out in these terms and giving up.
I'm in pain all the time.
Shut up! But there is a point where a doctor at some point has had to have said to him, do you want to be able to walk when you're 50 and play with your kids and bend over and play golf and swim and all that stuff?
I agree with that.
Like, he had neck surgery, back surgery, shoulder surgery.
Absolutely.
But we agree it's also not football, it's not hockey, it's baseball. And if he can get himself right, why not give it a go?
Why not?
Now it becomes selfish.
Why not,
you know,
David?
It's true.
In 2015, he played 38 games. 2016, he played 37 games.
Right. Yeah. Well, the slide is when they realized he had stenosis, when he slid into second base.
But I'm just saying, like, you know, the last 3 years have basically been
how about let the organization
nothing.
Move forward to third base?
And then they'd have to cut him.
Whatever. They're gonna, his insurance company's paying it anyway. He's cheap bastard.
I guess, like, a lot of people are like, oh, why is it? Why not try?
I understand that aspect of it. The guy not wanting to be told his career is over. I respect it a great deal. As Boomer said, you're heartbroken for the guy.
Sure.
And you are. And, you know, He did everything the right way as a player in New York City, everything. His body broke down on him. At some point, you know, sorry, do something else.
The Diamondbacks.
You'd be amazed how often I hear that.
Well, listen, I love you, but I'm not going to lie to you.
The Diamondbacks beat the Dodgers 13-0. L.A. has hit the skids. J.D. Martinez hit 4 home runs in this game. Arizona has won 11 straight, and they're still 30 games out in the West.
Right. 12-game win streak for
the
Cleveland.
The Indians, yeah, they've won 12 straight.
Yahoos.
Yep. They beat the White and the Yahoos.
And the Mets can only beat the Phillies.
Once. Let's see if they can get back-to-back wins. Week one in the NFL is upon us. You got the Patriots and the Chiefs Thursday night. You've also got Hurricane Irma, which may, don't know if it will.
Not this weekend, next week. I think that I was reading.
Is
about
that
this
for
morning.
Next week? I thought they were their this games week. This week.
All right, well,
I think Jerry melded the two stories there and didn't give a chance to understand what he was saying. That's not your fault. It's
okay.
Jerry's.
All right,
okay. What did I say?
The Irma's going to potentially impact games in Florida this weekend.
Right.
But you melded it with Kansas City, New England. You threw Boomer off.
That's my mistake.
No, it's not my mistake.
I apologize.
Yes. For
I actually didn't miss you the last week and a half at all.
I thought it was next week. I didn't think it was
No,
this
because
week.
I thought it was supposed to hit landfall starting this week, like later in the week,
yep.
by Saturday. And I thought that they might be moving.
I know nothing.
Well, actually, I know more than you bastards. Yes, I got this
like
right and you guys got this wrong.
I'm like, I suck.
You're like a meteorologist all of a sudden.
I'm not. I just read the story about the hurricane. And apparently it's going to start affecting their practice schedule maybe Wednesday.
Who knows?
So they could. Anyway, it's something to keep an eye on.
They've already declared emergency.
State of emergency.
All throughout, you know, the Florida, I know that. I'm sure that they're going to be doing it in Georgia, North Carolina, and everywhere else next.
You have to imagine so, right? I have a cousin, Irma.
Why do they wait? You know what I'm saying? There's no reason to wait. Do it now.
But what if
go.
The track of the storm takes a long time?
All right, so better safe than sorry.
Right.
I mean, it's all about, you know, bringing the federal government involved, getting them involved and getting the money there, as we've obviously found out with Hurricane Harvey. And the pictures there are just absolutely
disgusting.
By the way, the J.J. Watt fundraiser is almost at $20 million now.
Well, let's hope it's used the best way possible.
Now,
I will say there's a great Chick-fil-A story in here. Now, I don't know if you know about Chick-fil-A at all. So
sure
Chick-fil-A
we do, yeah.
is a privately owned company. They're very religious. They don't open on Sundays. They're religious beliefs. They got the great billboards with the cows. You guys know who they are. So an older gentleman, I don't want to over-exaggerate his age, but he's in his 70s for sure, maybe even older. He calls Chick-fil-A. He's in Houston during this terrible storm. And he and his wife, elderly as well, they're trapped in the house. So he calls Chick-fil-A and he orders some chicken. And he goes, I'll have two of this, one of those, and a boat if you have it. So he's trying to, you know, keep a happy face in this terrible tragedy. The manager of the Chick-fil-A happened to have a boat and knew two guys with jet skis. They jet skied to the guy's house.
Did they bring the chicken with them?
That I didn't see.
But they brought the
and
boat.
Chick-fil-A
That's
extricated
right.
these two people
them, yeah.
from their home.
That's awesome.
On a call. So there's great stories like that.
Yeah,
as well.
The amazing thing is, and we lived through it here at Hurricane Sandy and everything, not to the extent in terms of the flooding that's going on down there in Southeast Texas, but you know,
some people did.
Well, I'm not saying, but you see the enormity of it.
Yes,
the enormity of what's happening in Southeast Texas.
Right.
I mean, it's horrible, and the floods are the worst part. You know, I mean, it's just like everything is. As we all know from living here and living in Lindenhurst or down, you know, in Staten Island, the shore of Staten
Hook.
Island, the shore of the shores down there in South Jersey. So we lived through it. But what I'm saying is that in times of tragedy, it really just goes to show you what this country's all about.
Agreed.
You know, that we're not some fringe lunatic group on one side or the other, that the far majority of this country, 98% of the people, want to help each other. And it doesn't matter what color you are, doesn't matter what race you are. I mean, you know, it doesn't matter what you believe in. It doesn't matter if you're a Republican or Democrat or an independent. It doesn't matter.
Nope.
In the time of tragedy, you see the best that America has to offer. In the case of J.J. Watt, you know, he had 10 truckloads of stuff donated to him on top of
the
$20 million that he's going to end up raising. And you and I also realize what kind of problems that creates.
We've done it. You know,
not to that extent.
Level, but you know, during Sandy, we try to get involved and send where's the truck go, who's responsible for the truck. So we've dealt with it, not on that level, but we dealt with it.
The amount of stuff that he's got to deal with now, which God bless him.
I think it's his mom, right?
Well, God bless him because, you know, and God bless the football fans that listen to him on Twitter.
Yep, and Ellen.
And how many great football fans there are that will write a $10 check, a $20 check, and then when you add it all up, it's over $20 million.
Anything else, Jerry, or are we good to go?
What a story.
We can be good to go for running out of time, yes.
We're not really running out of time. We just got started.
Well, then I will tell you that Tennessee beat Georgia Tech in two overtimes last night. I watched some of the highlights. Pretty wild. 42-41.
Yep.
Stopped a two-point conversion at the end to win it, so that was pretty wild. And they got the quarterfinals at US Open.
Unfortunately, the second half of the Florida State-Alabama game wasn't great.
Well, their quarterback got hurt at Florida State.
He's out with a knee injury for the year.
UCLA-Texas A&M was crazy.
Yep.
You know, the fact that Baylor lost to Liberty.
Yep. That USC game, by the way, you see the final score, you have no idea how that game went down. Your USC scored a touchdown with maybe 6 or 7 minutes left, I think it was, to go up by a touchdown. They won by 18. It was 49-31, but if you didn't see it, you'd be like, oh, just a blowout win. They damn near lost that game.
You know, really the great story out of that particular game was the blind long snapper at the end of the game. USC put him in, and there was no pass rush from the other team.
It was great.
And everything went really well. And then, you know, the other thing, too, is University of Maryland goes down to Texas. And beats the Longhorns and said, what was that face? What's that?
That was very impressive.
That was
very impressive.
That was a great game. That started the whole weekend off essentially.
And they won the game with their backup.
That's exactly right.
Boomer and Carton on the fan, lots cooking. We'll get your calls.
Give me
he didn't seem to care.
I mean, like,
I'm just saying, that was a good win for Maryland.
How'd it go with Rutgers?
Rutgers, the
war by the
They actually played they played well.
They did. And they lost.
Watch part of that game.
They had no offense in the second half at all. Very no offense.
They had a
game.
Great opening drive.
Brought to you by the whole offense for the game.
Yeah. Right.
But the war by the shore. They played them a lot better than last year. Rutgers football's back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.